Some reports in Western media say the government of Jordan has agreed to offer support to U.S. military action against Iraq. The Amman government has strongly denied these reports, but the recent appearance in London of a high-ranking member of Jordan's royal family at a meeting of the Iraqi opposition has increased speculation about Jordan's position. From Amman, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
Jordan has been on the defensive amid a stream of foreign press reports suggesting that the kingdom could be used as a launch pad for U.S. attacks on Iraq. The Times of London reported that a Jordanian airbase near the Iraqi border was being refurbished to accommodate U.S. troops. In an effort to quell the rumors, the Jordanian government did something unprecedented. It took reporters on a visit to the airbase to prove nothing was up. Ayman Safadi is editor-in-chief of the Jordan Times and a former press advisor at the Royal Palace.
It wanted to send a political message here that, you know, to say we are not part of this war, we will not be part of this war, we are opposed to this war.
But despite this and other efforts to staunch the rumors, political analyst Labib Kamhawi says concerns persist here that Jordan may have secretly agreed to cooperate with the U.S. in the event Washington decides on military action against Iraq.
Too many negations made a lot of people feel suspicious that something is going on. And this is something that makes people also uneasy.
Those concerns were further heightened when King Abdullah's uncle, Prince Hassan, showed up unexpectedly at a gathering of Iraqi opposition figures in London early this month. Hassan, once an heir to the Jordanian throne, said he was attending as a personal observer, and the Jordanian government insisted it had not endorsed his appearance. Some speculated that Hassan, whose Hashemite cousins ruled Iraq until a bloody coup in 1958, was making a bid for the Iraqi leadership. But Fahad Fanek, a columnist for Al Ra'i newspaper, says that's just one of many possible explanations.
Was he doing a job on behalf of the king? Was he competing with the king? Was he after the throne of Iraq, or was he after publicity? I think all of them have some credibility.
Labib Kamhawi says he believes that Hassan would not have appeared at such a politically sensitive meeting without the king's approval. Kamhawi says that despite Jordan's vocal opposition to a strike on Iraq, it may be hedging its bets in case a U.S. attack does take place.
It could be the beginning of a PR offensive that aims towards indicating a Jordanian willingness to be involved, but not doing it officially so far. Just to make sure that if anything happens and there's a serious development, Jordan does not end up isolated like in 1991.
That was during the Gulf War, when Jordan was among the few Arab states not to back the U.S.-led coalition against Iraq. Fahad Fanek says King Abdullah's late father, King Hussein, didn't dare risk alienating his people who were sympathetic towards the Iraqis. Today, after 12 years of sanctions against Baghdad, there is even greater sympathy for the people of Iraq. At the same time, says Fanek, King Abdullah doesn't want to jeopardize his close relations with the U.S.
We can't see ourselves against the Americans. We can't see ourselves helping the Americans against Iraq. So this is a difficult position.
Most Jordanians, says Fanek, don't consider Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein a threat, and they believe any U.S. strike would be illegal. Jordanians, he adds, believe the region's real menace is Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, and they deeply resent U.S. support for the Israeli government. And then there's the fear that an attack on Iraq would lead to what King Abdullah has called potentially disastrous consequences. Jordan Times editor Ayman Safadi.
It's a major country in the region, and if you go there and you destabilize Iraq and you fragment Iraq, that's going to be a threat that the whole Middle East is going to pay a price for. So it's not that we're saying, you know, the Iraq regime is great and should be defended. No, what we're saying is that the American approach to solving the problem is disastrous.
Safadi insists that the Jordanian government will hold firm to its stated position, that only through peaceful diplomatic means can the Iraq problem be resolved. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Amman.